Welcome to another TNIAB E3 2015 special. This episode, we're focusing on the Sony press conference. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
Yes, and we are here to bring you all the greatest highlights from the Sony press conference. I've mentioned this three times already, but I'll do it one more time just because format of the show is we only pick the highlights that we're interested in talking about because it's no fun to talk about things that we're just going to hate on.
True.
And if this is your first time listening to this and you happen to enjoy it, make sure to check out the previous episodes we have done, which you can find on our iTunes page and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. We went through all of them.
Yeah, they're all relatively short. However, I am suspecting that this might be the longest one yet.
I can see that.
I believe this might be a longer episode than usual. So brace yourself because we're about to get started. And Anthony, there is no better place to start than the fabled mythical game that we all thought was dead.
Look, I'm still not sure it exists.
Personally, to me, it's still not real.
Okay.
Until it's in my hands, it's not real.
Until it's in a console?
Yeah. Until I'm at home playing it, it's not real.
And that is?
Of course, we're talking about The Last Guardian.
How does that game still exist?
I think.
And how do you start a press conference with that game?
You know, I remember hearing the rumors that it was going to show up. And I'm like, you know what? If it shows up, I'm sure it'll be the first one. And sure enough, it was the first one.
What? You don't start the show with a showstopper. That's not how that works.
No, you do. You do start it. Because then you're like, I bet you they have something else bigger in the pipeline. And guess what? They did. But we'll get there when we get there. But yeah, The Last Guardian. I know you're pumped for this game.
Yeah, 100%.
You're pretty pumped for this game.
Super excited.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. It looks like The Last Guardian. It looks like what I saw in 2009. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's not, but I'm glad they showed actual gameplay. The scary thing is, it's looking a lot more like Ico than Shadow of the Colossus, and I didn't like Ico.
Yeah, when that kid was roaming around, I'm like, oh no. This is Ico.
Have you played Ico?
No, but like,
it's not good.
I have it.
Okay. Oh, you have the collection.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Play it. Do the first thing. Like, do the first like 2 hours, and then you'll realize that that game's not good.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, Last Guardian looks it looks pretty.
It looks nice.
The only thing that I thought was weird is how the kid is like all cell shaded.
Yeah, and then the dog is mad.
He's like photorealistic. Yeah. With like real physics based feathers.
Yeah.
And when he goes to ride, when the kid goes to like ride on him, it's just really weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a complaint. I think that's just an artistic style that I'm not clicking with.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I hope this game's good. I hope that it actually comes out and everybody enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you want to bring up the next one?
I wanted to bring up Horizon.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, Zero Dawn. Half prehistoric, half future tech. You are a girl fighting dinosaur robots in what's looking like prehistoric Earth?
Actually, I think it's like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, like, okay, so it's gone past the desert stage and it's
coming back. Yeah.
Okay, it's coming back. All right. So probably that. But that game looked really cool.
Yeah, it did.
Like, oh man, it was like super fast-paced action, fighting these dinosaur robots. Like, there's stealth in it.
Mm-hmm.
That big T-Rex fight was awesome.
Yeah.
Just taking down parts, using different tools to slow them down, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Man, I just hope that game's multiplayer, because that would be sick.
Multiplayer?
Yeah, if you could take down raid bosses, like, or if you take down big bosses with your friends.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. If that's like Monster Hunter, but with dinosaur robots instead of just dinosaurs. I'd be pretty down for that.
Yeah, maybe it is. I never really thought about that. I kind of just want single player games, but.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, as soon as I don't want it to be exclusively multiplayer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but like, it'd be cool. I felt like I just thought of Monster Hunter immediately when I watched that.
Yeah. So yeah, this is by the team who does Killzone.
Mm-hmm.
And going into the press conference, I was really hoping we would see a lot of Sony exclusives, because if there's one weakness with the PS4, that was always it.
Yeah.
And this game makes me happy because it's like, yes, we got some exclusives. Although
I own this PS4 for a reason.
Yeah. Although I did have the same sort of feeling when they first revealed The Order.
Okay.
And that didn't really turn out that well.
No, it didn't.
I still have hopes for this because it looks diverse enough.
Yeah, I just hope the gameplay isn't super like muddy and clunky like Killzone.
Yeah. That's a shame. The only other thing I want to say about it is, I don't know why, but I didn't like the HUD.
You didn't like the circle, gun circle?
Well, maybe not the design of the HUD, but the art they used.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's such a small thing to nitpick, but it really bugs me.
And I'm sure that's not final build. Like, this is the first thing we've ever seen of this game.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, there's plenty of time for it to change. Between Last Guardian and this, there were no release dates posted.
Yeah, but like, I think this was my favorite game of this conference.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I think it looks pretty. It looks pretty good. Yeah. Now the next thing I want to bring up is we already talked about it on a previous episode or on a previous conference at the Ubisoft one, but I got to talk about Assassin's Creed again.
Okay.
Because I guess I haven't really been following the game, but I never realized that there's two main characters.
Neither did I. Like, I didn't know there was that girl character, his sister.
Yeah, because I was looking, like, all the promo images have two assassins, but I just thought, like, one was the leader and then, like, oh, right-hand man. Yeah. But then they're like, no, we're assassins, and you can tackle things two ways. Like, she's the stealth, he's the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they confirmed, like, yeah, we're doing detective-style things because this is the age of Sherlock Holmes, I'm like, it just really sold me.
You're like, this is my game. This game is made for me. Like,
oh man, okay. I know. I'll get burned if I jump. There's a huge possibility of it just sucking, but I'll buy it.
I don't know. Like, still for me, Assassin's Creed is still not something I can get excited about. I don't know why.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is probably the most I've been excited for Assassin's Creed since 2.
Really? Not even Black Flag?
Black Flag, like, I was excited for it, but at the same time, I was still coming off the whole, oh, I'm just burnt out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel kind of perma-burnt out on Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. And then, yeah. I don't know. I guess for me, it's still the whole, well, I didn't play Unity, so I don't know what a next or a current gen Assassin's is like.
Oh, true.
And they're showing some really neat things there, so. Yeah, looks neat. What's the next one you're going to bring up?
The next one I'm going to bring up is Hitman had a new trailer.
Oh, I knew you'd be excited for this.
Yeah, so this one's just a quick one because it was only a new trailer.
Yeah,
but a brand new Hitman coming out. Super pumped for new Hitman because I love the Hitman game.
Yes.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah, when they first showed the trailer, I'm like, what is this? What am I looking at?
You just didn't know instantly?
No, I had no idea.
God damn.
And then even when I figured out what it was, I was like, I still can't make sense of this trailer. What's happening?
It's just him running. He's a running enthusiast.
Yeah, and then there's that girl that's swimming, and then there's the businessman who's looking at his suitcase.
Those are all the people you gotta assassinate.
Yeah, and I'm like, is this all happening at the same time? What's going on? Am I choosing?
Yes. You're choosing the way you want to murder them.
Okay. Well, whatever. I've never been a fan of the Hitman games, but you are, so I'm sure you'll tell me more about it.
I will forcibly tell you more about it, even if you do not want to hear it.
I know you will. Speaking
of, so what about you? What do you want next?
Well, you talked about a short trailer, so I'll talk about another short trailer, and I'm going to talk about one done by Square, and it is called The World of Final Fantasy. And I think this might be the game that really captured me on the conference.
Really? The most moe stuff?
I don't know. What? Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, those characters are cute. You know what else had cute characters that really got a hold of me that was done by Square? Bravely Default.
True.
true.
And then they have the whole growing mechanic, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we're doing Kingdom Hearts without the Disney side. So it's just the Final Fantasy Heroes.
Just, yeah. It's just Final Fantasy Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, you got me. I'm going to get this. Yeah, no, it looked fun. It looked like very simple, basic JRPG, like back to the roots.
Yeah, it seemed like you're capturing monsters too.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, so maybe maybe like a little bit of Pokemon in there.
Yes, and yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a nice bite-sized game, or maybe not bite-sized, but it looked enjoyable. I do wonder if it is a full game, or if it's like one of those download only $30.
I don't know, because like it could go either way.
Yeah,
like they could just pack this game full of content,
uh-huh,
and then ship it out for $60.
It's just I don't know. It's just like, to me, it doesn't look like a full priced game.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like visually, it doesn't look like it, but like I guess it all depends on what they put in it.
Yeah, I'm hoping digital only.
Digital only, bite size, $20.
I'll push it. You know what? I will pay as much as $40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dedication.
I will. Watch me.
Okay. All right. I will.
Okay. Tell me what's up next.
Next is Street Fighter V.
Street Fighter V?
Yeah. They showed new characters.
Oh, were those new characters?
Yeah. So those are new characters to me, at least, because I know Bison got announced already. But Birdie is from Street Fighter Alpha. He's got like a mohawk with a hole in it. And then also they brought back Cammy. So they've announced like stuff on the mechanics of it. And they've also like animate out all the supers,
mm-hmm,
or all the cinematic supers, like the stuff that's similar to the Revenge style.
Yeah.
And that I love the thing that I love the most about that game is that it looks completely different than Street Fighter IV.
It does?
Yeah, just in terms of mechanics. So like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, so not the fact that it's a fighter. Like, the fact, like, so someone like me who's put in, like, just too many hours into Street Fighter, like, it looks like a completely different play style than Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
And I just love that they're not latching on to any of the previous mechanics, like focus attacks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the leap from 3 to 4. Like, it's this shocking... They're not shocking, but it's this dramatic leap in gameplay style.
Yeah. I don't know. At the same time, just looking at it quickly, it kind of looks like they're going back to 3.
Kind of faster stuff. Yeah. It doesn't seem as methodical as 4 was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I wish they changed the art style a bit more.
Yeah.
Because like, it looks like 4, just really fast.
Faster
and Chun-Li doesn't quite have the thunder thighs.
Yeah, everybody's slimmed down a bit.
Yeah, they look more like they're like, okay, people, we gotta go on a diet.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the thing though. Like, but in like Street Fighter 4, it went the other way. Like Ryu's arms are made of boulders attached together. Like,
yeah. I guess maybe they're like, well, these characters are getting old. They gotta watch their nutrition now. And
yeah, I'm just waiting for the game where they just have to like kill off Ryu. Like he just gets physically too old.
Please, that's never gonna happen.
He's gonna become immortal like Ivy.
Yeah.
He's gonna get a piece of the Soul Edge.
Yeah, man. He just showed up in Smash Brothers, so.
Yeah, true. He did just show up in Smash Brothers.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Boo.
Kill Ryu. What kind of crazy person are you?
I'm a man that's going to mix up Street Fighter for the better.
Oh, God, yes. Please mix it up some more.
All right.
The next one that I want to highlight is, again, something we've already talked about. Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, yeah, more Battlefront images.
This time they did it, their fight in the desert. Mm-hmm. And, the game looks great in white and brown. So,
white and brown. The two basic video game colors, white and brown, they got it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering if, like, was the fact that it's co-op multiplayer is an option, was that an announcement made at Sony, or was that previously announced?
I don't know, really, to be honest.
Yeah, so it looked like you could have split-screen, like, couch co-op while you're fighting online, so it'll be, like, a thing where it's your username twice, but in one username, there's a bracket and a one beside it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that that's a positive. It's always nice to see split screen come back.
Yeah.
Fortunately, yeah. I don't think I'll ever take advantage of it, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, the more I see this game, I'm just like, I gotta play it.
Yeah, I haven't wanted to play a Battlefield game since, like, until this one, so.
Yeah. It looks good.
Still looks good.
Still looks good. All right, what's next?
Next up is No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
They actually showed gameplay, finally. So everything looks very fluid in that game.
Yeah.
Like getting out of vehicles, there's like no crazy animation of you seeing feet and arms opening things. You just get out of stuff. But the craziest thing was that, and it seemed legit, was how he did pretty much a live demo and didn't know where he was going to go in the demo.
Yes, yes.
So what happened was like he started on in a space station, and then they did this crazy zoom out of like, all right, here's the galaxy you're in. Each piece of light is a sun. And each sun has its own solar system. Mm. And they're like, we're going to pull back even more. And then they pulled back for about 3 minutes. Like, that game's huge.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just picked a level, like, randomly. And then went to that planet. And that was super cool.
Yeah, yeah. I always felt like they already had that announced, though, that the whole thing, like, everybody would have their own unique planet and there'd be too many planets to actually be explored.
So yeah, they did announce that, and like they've released certain things where like they've coded drones to explore the universe for them because it's too big for them to even check out.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But it's different to see it in action than to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz like you hear about a distance and you're like, "Oh, that sounds big." But then when you see it, you just kind of realize actually how big it is.
Yes.
The other thing was they showed off more gameplay. So there's a gun that you can use to just like destroy everything and get materials from it.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought out a gun that just like disintegrated rocks, and he got rock materials from it. So there's probably like, I would assume there's crafting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then each planet apparently has guardians, which will protect the planet from adventurers. Mm-hmm. Like you just trying to red faction a hole all the way to the center of the Earth or whatever planet you're on. And I don't know. I'm just really, this game looks like Star Trek, the game. Like you are on the Enterprise, or you're on your own personal Enterprise, and your only job is to explore the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems really fun to me.
Yeah. When did they first show off this game? 2 years ago?
Yeah. Like 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I remember the reaction was just like, wow, amazing. And then they showed off this gameplay, and I think I feel the opposite now.
Really? Wow. For what reason?
Okay, so you know how he was lost in that demo? He was sort of lost. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem. This game has no direction. Like, what's the purpose of this game?
To explore.
Yeah, and then, like, and then what after that?
To explore some more.
Yeah, but see, like, for me, like, I think this great, this game looks awesome if I went to someone's house and they showed me it for 5 minutes. But I think if I were to sit down and play it, I would get tired of it instantly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. Like, for me, though, I'm the opposite. Like, all I want to do is explore that universe. I want to be the archaeologist of No Man's Sky. I want to discover new things. Yeah. I want to discover new species.
Yeah, no, that it all sounds cool. It's just, I guess it depends on how much you can actually do with all your discoveries.
Yeah, they also still haven't really shown anything outside of the exploration features. They haven't shown how you upgrade your ship or even how you get a ship.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Because apparently you don't start off with a ship, right? You start on your own planet.
Yeah, and they already revealed that. Like, you have to break down resources on the planet and then allocate those to your ship.
But I wonder how deep crafting can go, how deep ship customization can go.
Yeah, and I don't think any of those elements will be that deep at all.
Yeah.
Because
it could be if they've just focused all their resources on making this world insane. Mm-hmm.
And I think at the beginning he showed like a dog fight or joining some space battles, and those look very basic at best. And I didn't know, like, are those happening just because people feel like fighting,
mm-hmm.
right? And or is that
Well, I think they mentioned that you could get other people's resources.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you can like destroy their sh like destroy their stuff, get the stuff they had. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like it still looks cool, but I'm more wary on it now.
But I'm still pumped. I'm still pumped for this game.
The next game I'm gonna just bring up in something quick. This is a bit of a surprise to me, but Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is the new home, or is new home is on the PlayStation.
Yeah, like the first, like digital ex or not ex exclusive, but first place to get your maps is now
Yeah,
PlayStation.
which is crazy. Tides have turned.
Yeah, I feel I. It's so weird hearing those words because like it's been associated with Xbox for so long,
Yeah,
right?
but it makes sense, right? PlayStation 4 is outselling Xbox 2-1. It's in everybody's homes.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, that's what I would do.
And it's made by Activision. Like if they're nothing but a ruthless business, right?
Yeah.
And they go where the numbers are,
Yeah.
so.
So, yeah, I think I'd make the same decision if I had the power. But the one thing I was looking at was like, wait, so the last Call of Duty game I played was Black Ops 1.
Okay.
And I could have swore that game took place in the past.
It did. It did take place in the past.
So, why am I seeing like, does this game have power suits?
Yeah, so like they made it advanced
Yeah,
warfare
he had like
pretty much.
jetpacks and
And wall running and like space bow and arrows and
yeah, and the guy's arm morphed into a chain gun.
yeah, so this game went off the walls crazy, and I've never played Black Ops 2, so I don't know if like it was teased that this would be in the future or
You
something,
see, yeah,
but
like a part of me wants to say that Black Ops 2 actually went into the future.
okay.
But I can't really remember, nor do I care to look it up.
Yeah.
But,
Like the I think the last game I played in Call of Duty franchise was Modern Warfare 3.
yeah.
So I'm not caught up on the Black Ops story at all.
Yes. Was Black Ops the one right after Modern Warfare 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was the trade-off, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was always whatever and then Treyarch. Infinity Ward and Treyarch, Infinity Ward,
Yeah.
Treyarch, and then
Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Treyarch had the zombies, and then Modern Warfare had the better multiplayer.
Yeah, and as I was watching the multiplayer, I'm like, this game looks nuts. This game
This
looks
game looks like Titanfall, but on
Yeah, I'm like,
crack,
this
like
game looks crazy. And then I looked up at my shelf and I'm like, oh, Call of Duty 4. The simpler
I
times.
wonder if I can still play Call of Duty
No,
4
servers are
online.
down.
No.
But
But
Xbox One backwards compatibility, man, might work.
I only have it on PS3 though.
Oh. Okay, well, you can't play it ever then.
All right, I'll go buy a copy and a 360 copy.
Right. All right. Yeah, I know, but yeah, Call of Duty looks nuts. I don't think I'm gonna buy it. Like I said, the shooter to buy this holiday is Battlefront, but it looks nuts.
Yeah, that seems like for me something. If I wanted to check it out, it'd be something I get like when it's a price drop.
All right, what's the next title or the next announcement you want to talk about?
The next one is something I thought was unneeded.
Unneeded?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is the announcement of Shenmue 3.
Oh, what do you mean unneeded?
Like, who wants a new Shenmue game?
Everybody who likes Shenmue?
No, like those games were not good. Like they're not fun. And they already made better Shenmue games. They're called the Yakuza series.
Oh, that's where this argument stems from.
So why, where's Yakuza 5? Where's Yakuza
I think
0?
you're make
Where's all this
I think you're
trash?
making the mistake of thinking that Sony's developing this.
No, I know they're not, because this whole announcement was for a Kickstarter,
Yeah.
which is crazy.
Yeah.
And I think if like the last time I checked, they were already at 500,000.
Yeah, they were.
And I was just like, why, man, such a waste of an announcement.
You're just mad because it isn't Yakuza.
Yeah, I am mad because it's not Yakuza. This is trash.
Fucking sad.
Fuck.
I don't care either way. I mean, I wasn't around for the Shenmue thing.
I played Shenmue after it was a big deal. Like my friend let me borrow his Xbox or his Dreamcast.
Yeah.
And I played it after the fact, and like it's not a good game. It's not fun. Like, you have no clear direction of where to go. Mm-hmm. In a goal-oriented game, that's a very bad thing.
Yeah.
And so right now the Kickstarter's sitting pretty at 181,000.
No, it's sitting at 800,000.
Or sorry, 882,000 now.
Yes.
My bad. But yeah, like, I think Shenmue's dumb because Yakuza's better.
Well, about 10,000 people would disagree with you.
Yeah, you know what? Well, F them.
Okay. Looking at the backers for this.
Yeah, looking at all the backers.
I think that the general populace disagrees with you. Yeah.
Everybody wants to drive a forklift for some reason.
Yeah. What do you call it? I had Shenmue 1 and 2 for the Dreamcast when my cousin gave me his Dreamcast, and then I never played the Dreamcast, and then I got rid of it.
You didn't play any of the Dreamcast games?
No, because he gave it to me around the time the PS2 came out.
Oh, okay.
And by then, like, PS2 was the hotness, right? And I was like, I'm playing PS2 games.
You're just like, I just want the hotness. I don't want anything
else. Yeah, and by the time I realized I had a Dreamcast, I was about ready to get rid of my PlayStation 2. And I bought a PS3, and, well, I figured, well, if I'm getting rid of one, I'll get rid of this too.
No, you should have gave it to me.
Ah, too bad. Tell you what, though. Power Stone's a great game.
What? Power Stone's a fantastic game. Yeah. It was the only thing I played at Palladium.
Mm.
Other than the Outrun machine.
Oh. Well, okay. So Shenmue 3. I can't believe you don't like Shenmue. I thought for sure, you would be the Shenmue guy.
Shenmue was good for its time.
Oh, God.
But a successor has arisen. It has come and saved us from the tyranny of Shenmue. And it lives on as Yakuza.
So, hold on. Is Shenmue's story centered around, like, being a Yakuza?
No, you're just like, I barely remember, but you're not a gangster. You're like a dude just doing random shit.
And that's why people like Shenmue. No one wants to be a Yakuza. You want to fight the Yakuza.
No, in Yakuza, you do fight the Yakuza.
Yeah, but no one wants to play the bad guy.
You're only the bad guy in the first one. And then afterwards, he has shed the ways of the Yakuza because he's realized it's not a life he wants to live anymore.
Listen, when the title of your game is called Yakuza, you've instantly turned away millions of people.
Man, but it's just the game keeps bringing him back in, you know? He can't escape it. It's not his fault.
There's a reason, there's a reason why they stopped bringing these to America.
Well, they're bringing out 5 still. Oh. 5 was in the sizzle trailer.
Are they, though?
I hope so. Well, it's digital only. They might as well.
Oh.
All they have to do is fucking translate it. Like, just hurry up.
It's not happening.
It's gonna happen.
Okay, well, that's it. Shenmue, it's at $1 million. I hope everybody enjoys that.
Oh, is that $1 million?
No, I don't know. But by the time someone hears it, it's gonna be at $2 million, so whatever.
Oh, it's $800 off from 900,000.
Okay, so it might as well be at $1 million.
Yeah.
All right. Next game. They actually revealed this game last, and I thought it was a bit strange that this would be their ending game. But Uncharted: A Thief's End, we saw some more gameplay of it.
They showed driving.
Yeah.
Has there ever been driving in an Uncharted
Not
game?
Not controllable driving.
Okay, so you're always the passenger shooting at dudes.
Yes. Because in the first game, Elena has the truck and you're whatevering it. Oh, well, you know what? No. Oh, no. 3 had horses. You weren't driving.
Well, okay. That's not a car, though.
Yeah.
But yo, this game looks awesome.
Uncharted games always look awesome.
Man, that game looks so good.
It does.
Also, that hiccup at the beginning was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, when he was looking there, I'm like, is this guy to move? And then immediately clicked, oh, you got a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem. It's good to know that was a live demo, though, but that was really funny.
Yeah. The only thing I'm interested to know about this game is, what does the shooting feel like?
I bet it feels really light, like Uncharted.
I hope there's a bit more weight to it. I hope it's a bit sharper.
I actually kind of want to see what the multiplayer thing is about this game.
Because
I really like Uncharted multiplayer. Okay, wait. Let me clarify that. I like Uncharted multiplayer when it first comes out, when not everybody is a headshot master.
Yes. I agree. But then again, I'm also an Uncharted headshot master.
You are also an Uncharted headshot master.
Yes.
And like, I like playing Capture the Flag, right? Or Capture the Idol, where I can like, where I can coordinate with a team and like chuck the idol up to people and stuff. Yes. But like, I can't do that when, as soon as I peek my head out, I get, or I poke my head out, I get shot.
You just gotta know how to play Uncharted, man.
Yeah, and it's, not the way I want
it. I'm more curious about their horde mode or their co-op mode.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun. That was really fun in
'cause yeah, in 3, I at the tail end of that game, I found myself playing that more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I wonder if it's still gonna be 3 people, if they're gonna bump it up to 4, if we're gonna get to wear crazy hats again.
play as overweight Nathan Drake.
Yeah, Donut Drake. That was fun. Play as skeletons.
But yeah, what else happened? Like, what else happened in that game? In that trailer? In that demo?
It's more witty banter.
Yeah, more witty banter. More cinematic hand-to-hand combat. Like when he uppercutted that guy through the
shelf. Yeah, I was just like, that was quite the punch, Nathan.
Yeah, you just kind of ruined that guy's life.
Who are you, Batman? Yes. Yeah, no, it looks good. There was a slight redesign on the character models again. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know what they're going for, but
they're going for a thief's end.
So do you think this is the last Uncharted?
I think they've mentioned that this is the, or not. Oh, maybe not the last Uncharted, but I think they've mentioned this is the last one with Nathan
Drake. How can you have one without Nathan Drake?
I don't know.
That's not Uncharted. I'm sorry. His name is Nathan Uncharted Drake.
Nathan Uncharted Drake. I don't know. Like, honestly, I hope this, at the end of this story is that Nathan Drake dies.
No, he can't die. I hope he just...
I want the trailer. I want the subtitle of this game to live up to his
name. Yeah, me too. And that is, he rides off with Elena into the sunset.
Or does he ride off with Sully into
the sunset? No, Sully's going to die in this game.
No. Oh, it's a thief's end.
It's a thief's end. It's not Nathan's end. It's Sully's end.
Oh, maybe it's his brother's end.
Right.
Because Nathan's brother is in this game, right? They just introduce him in this game to kill him off.
Yeah. No, it's Sully. Lame. It's Sully. Nathan has a kid. His brother becomes an uncle.
And then they have the next Uncharted game with his kid. Yeah. And it shows Nathan as a grandpa.
Or as Nathan is the new Sully.
I like where this is going.
Yeah. But Uncharted, needless to say, we're excited.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Hit me with another one.
Are we gonna do the big one?
You got any more left?
I don't think so, really.
Nothing, okay.
Like, nothing I can think of. Unless I forgot
something. I don't know, you can talk about Media Molecule?
No, I was actually bummed when Media Molecule came out.
Okay.
Because I don't want to listen to anything about Media Molecule.
You don't like Media Molecule.
Like, they made one good game, and then Sony's like, all right, you're making creation games for the rest of your life.
They made one good game? What game?
They made, was it Little Big Planet 1?
That wasn't good.
I liked Little Big Planet 1. And then after that, they're like, well, you're making these games forever, so have fun.
I'm of two sides to this one. When they showed the creation aspect, I'm like, okay, cool. And then they showed it's all motion controller based. Yeah. And I was like, you know, this demo looks cool, but in practice, that's going to suck.
Just like every other one of their games.
Yeah.
Except for the first
one. No, that I would never go as far as to say the game sucked, but they just were not good.
They weren't good platformers.
Yeah.
They were good creation tools.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I think we've exhausted all our options other than, hey, where's the Vita? But
no, what are you talking about, man?
Please don't tell me that you're going to mention that little highlight in the reel.
No, the what's it called? That Final Fantasy game that's coming out for Vita.
Oh, World of Final Fantasy?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Vita's alive and well. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's where it's coming out.
They got one game.
Shoot.
No, it's not just Vita. It's Vita and PS4.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. So there's going to be some cross-save, transfaring stuff going on there. Just like all their other games right now that Square
makes. Did they announce a Uncharted collection?
No. No, they didn't.
I could have swore I heard that somewhere.
I didn't hear it in the show.
Okay. So. I think that's real, but if it wasn't in the show, it's probably from something else.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So that's it. That's just, what's the big one, Anthony? Tell me. Hit me with it.
The big one is the game that doesn't deserve to be remade.
Oh, the cynicism is already here. Trash. Oh my god. Because
that game is
You couldn't
trash.
Even announce the game before blurting out your it's cynicism.
Called, it's called Final Fantasy VII. Uh-huh. And I hope they remade that game into a good game.
Uh-huh.
But man, the thing they've done, though, this is way more than a remake. This, like, if they consider the Final Fantasy thing to be a remaster, like, I feel they just, this might as well just be a, like, a whole new game from the ground up. Like, this is fucking crazy.
Well, it does say remake, so they remade it.
Remake, yeah, but I feel like it's more.
Yeah, but this is what a remake is.
Yeah, true. All right, but whatever. This game looks nuts, man. Like, graphically, this game looks crazy.
Do you actually believe that's what it's going to look like, though?
No. Not at all.
Because that just looks like another typical, oh, we're Square, we make the best cutscenes in the business.
Yeah, I think those were some sick-ass cutscene tech that Square's been hiding in their back pocket. Yeah. Right? Or they just took the tech that they showed from that Final Fantasy tech demo.
Yeah.
The one with the girl crying and the dragon or whatever.
Yeah, that was on the PS3. Oh, no, oh, sorry, it's the PS4 one.
Yeah, it was on the PS4. So they took the tech from that and made sweet cutscenes, but like I don't think that's how it's gonna look.
Oh, of course not.
But like, to be honest, mm-hmm. Where's my Final Fantasy 12 HD remaster?
I don't think any of the PS2 ones need remaster.
Yeah, where's my remaster? All right,
I think we all know that was a bit of a critical bomb,
but it was the best. Goddamn.
Actually, maybe it wasn't a critical bomb, sorry, it was a fan bomb.
It was a commercial bomb.
Yeah. Compared to the other ones, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. But, yeah. Of course, I mean, I can't let you have your cynicism without calling you out on it.
Tell me.
Anthony, have you played Final Fantasy VII?
I have played Final Fantasy VII.
How many hours of Final Fantasy?
I put in 3 hours.
Okay.
I got to Aerith's house. And then...
You barely started the game.
Yeah. And then I got to Aerith's house, and then we left Aerith's house together, and then we had to escape her town, and we had like random enemies were like these like living burning houses that were on fire, and I couldn't find the exit, and I said fuck this game, because there's no way for me to find where I have to go.
Did you press select?
I pressed all the buttons. I didn't know what exit to take or where to go, so I just said fuck it.
I see. Can you tell me what year you played Final Fantasy VII?
When it was released on the PlayStation Store as a PS1 classic. Oh,
so in the past 5 years.
Yeah, in the past 5 years. God.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take Anthony's opinion seriously. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I have zero nostalgia for Final Fantasy VII.
I mean, the equivalency to this would be like if Nintendo came out and said, we're redoing the original Super Mario Brothers.
You know what? They don't have to do that.
They don't, but it would be that same sort of mentality.
Yeah, and I think I would also say that is unneeded.
Oh, yeah, of course. We don't need another Mario.
But you know what they do need?
Tell me.
They need a remake of God Hand.
Oh, no. No, 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 Yo, no, 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 no.
Remake of God Hand. No.
Yeah, no, so I will say I am hugely excited for the Final Fantasy VII remake, as should you too, dear listener. Because now if you haven't played it, if you're one of the younger audiences or audience members, and you always hear about this Final Fantasy, but you too, like Anthony, have tried to play it on the PlayStation Store and just don't understand, hopefully this will be easier for you.
Yeah, so like that's the thing I'm hoping about this remake is, you know what? I'm probably going to buy it, and I hope they have remade it into something more modern.
Yes.
Right. There's something that like they keep the materia system, obviously. They keep all like the tried and true game mechanics from that stuff, but they modernize it in a way where it's not a super tedious game.
Have you played a Final Fantasy game though?
Yeah, but I feel like this is exceptionally tedious. Well, like, it's not Lightning Returns tedious, but...
Have you played a Final Fantasy game before they were on the PS2? Like,
back in the day? Like,
any of the Have you played any of the PS1 Final Fantasy games?
Yeah, I played 8 and I played 9. I played a little bit
of 8. 8 is tedious.
I don't know. I felt 8 was, like, fine. Like, 8 was fine for me because I knew where to go.
What?
Yeah, like, it had clearly defined places. It's like, go here, and then it's like, you check the map, and it's like, oh, I'm supposed to go there.
Those games are, like, made identically.
And then I played, like, 6 is really good. I played, like, NES 2 sucks, but the remake of 2 on the PSP is really good.
Yeah,
So I hope it's like that. Honestly, like, I hope they take a game that I don't like,
no,
and they remake it into something
there's good. No way. I think it's going to be the same sort of structure and game. I think at most we're looking at is some visuals. Maybe
you don't think they're gonna streamline stuff? Like,
I don't know what that needs to be streamlined.
Well, how about the game world itself, so it's not a fucking maze and you don't know and you don't get lost all the time?
I think you just suck at games.
I think I just suck at Final Fantasy 7. I don't know if I suck at you games, do. But Final you Fantasy 7 you probably do. I think I'm pretty good at
games. But it's pretty simple, because especially when you press the select button, there's the cursors show up for all the exits. Red is where you were, is where you've been, and green is where you haven't been.
It shows up for all the exits.
I know. So you can try them all out. It's an RPG. That's what you do.
Maybe I'll go try it again.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I'll get past Aerith's house, and I'll be like, oh shit, this is the best game ever made.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. The game opens up once you leave the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can leave the pizza disc.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. The one thing I'm curious about this remake is you haven't played through Final Fantasy VII, but Final Fantasy VII has some very weird moments.
Yeah, so I've through osmosis, I've pretty much spoiled myself on all of
Final Yeah, Fantasy there are VII. Some weird things that happen in that game.
Like going on a date with Barrett in a Ferris wheel or going snowboarding.
Yep. And the way they're remaking this game looks very serious and modern, and I just want to see that stuff.
You want to see Barrett date in full HD?
Yeah, I want to know what that's going to turn out to be like. Because there's also one moment where Cloud has to cross-dress.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that happens early on.
Man.
And yeah, so I'm very, very curious as to what this remake is going to do with those kind of scenes. I hope when we go to the Golden Saucer, all the arcade games are fully fledged mini games.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
Because that was always my biggest disappointment, I remember, when I first played the 7.
But you know what game has fully fledged mini games in, or not just fully fledged games in the arcade?
Not Yakuza?
Oh, it's Yakuza. All right. Oh, you could just straight up play Space Harrier in Yakuza. Where's Yakuza?
I don't know. Yakuza's dead.
Okay. That's fine. No. I just bought them all.
I know you did. In a language you can't understand.
In a language I can't understand. I'm just going to play with translation guides.
But yeah, Final Fantasy VII, I'm hyped. That's probably the game of E3, I think.
I'm less hyped, but I'll probably buy it and give it a fair shake.
You'll probably love it.
We'll see.
You'll probably love it. You'll be like, this guy has a gun for an arm.
He's crazy.
This
dog talks. Yeah,
this vampire dude turns into all animals.
Oh, fuck. Dirge of Cerberus was so bad.
This Moe chick is a ninja.
Hell, Yuffie. Yeah. No, man, it's all about Cat Sith.
Oh, I always hated that one.
Yeah, he's a total doofus. Yeah.
I know. You'll love Cid.
I'll probably love Cid. I always love Cids in any Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so release date. What are we looking at?
I know your prediction.
You do know my prediction.
You just want to
drop it? Yeah, my prediction is PlayStation 5 launch title, 2019.
Right. 2019, very generous of you. Thinking it's going to come out so soon.
I know, right?
No, I'm going to say, like, if they're just showing CG trailers now, I'll give it 2017, like late 2017, early 2018.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll give Square the benefit of the
really?
Doubt.
Really? I just want to remind you of when we first saw Versus.
But that's Tetsunori Nomura.
Who do you think this game is done by?
Is it
this
really? No, but is the remake done by him?
The remake is directed by him.
Oh, fuck off. All right, this game's coming out 2025.
Yeah,
2025, PS6.
Six PS6?
Yeah, PS6, 2035. That's when this game's coming out.
Wow, okay. Okay. So never.
Never. It's never coming out. This game is never coming out. Tetsunori Nomura doesn't know how to ship games.
What if he ships it? Oh, what if this game is so big we get 2 Blu-rays?
That would be fucking hilarious.
Like disc swapping, like the original one.
I would love that. That would be amazing.
That would be.
Yeah, then you couldn't... Well, man, imagine the digital download on that.
Yeah, it'd be like 200 gigs.
Jesus.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
But this is all just rampant speculation. None of it is true.
All right. 2 Blu-rays, 2035... PS7.
Wow. I'm excited.
I'm excited for the PS7. I can't wait till what games are like when I'm 45.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's true. I'll probably be in my mid 30s by the time this game comes out.
Yeah, I'll be like 32 probably, 33.
You think so?
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. That'd be a long time.
Yeah, I'm thinking this game's going to come out in 10 years, so.
Jeez. 10 years. Okay. Well, there you have it. I think that's it on Sony, then.
Yeah, man. Sony just dropping bombshells.
Yeah. I will say I was a bit annoyed when... What's his face? Is it Adam Boys?
Adam Boys, yeah.
When he's like, oh, well, listen, we announced Last Guardian, that Final Fantasy game.
Check.
Check, check, check. Applause, please. I was just like... I want to fucking punch you in the face.
Yeah, this is like very reminiscent of PS2 Sony.
Yes.
Where they are just so cocky. Yeah. And then they are going to, like, the weight of their own hubris will crush them in some way.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess, you know what? Good times don't last, so celebrate while you can, but...
Yeah, but they go kind of overboard.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, oh, man, okay.
For a purely Japanese company, they are very American in their gloating.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what would you give this conference then if you had to grade it?
I give this conference an A.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're just dropping bombs left and right. Yeah. Like they filled it in with some boring stuff, but
there's some
you kind of got like that Devolver Digital segment. I was like, "Oh, whatever."
What? There's a Devolver Digital segment?
Yeah, they had it right after Final Fantasy VII, I think.
Oh man, I must have not been paying attention.
Yeah, that must have sucked. Like
oh. Okay.
Like, they announced Final Fantasy VII Remake, and then right after, like, Devolver Digital is releasing a bunch of indie games, and it's like, oh, poor guys. Yeah. Like, you can't follow that.
I think, I'd go with an A as well. Maybe an A minus, because I didn't like the whole cockiness.
The glory thing. Marks for unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, and the other thing that really bugged me was the guy who was trying to sell me his damn Disney Infinity figures.
John Vignacchi? Yeah.
Oh my god. Trying to sell me on that Boba Fett?
Yo, man, you want that Boba Fett?
Exclusive! TIE Fighters! X-Wings!
Yeah, yo, Johnny V needs to calm down, because his game isn't that
fun. Like, I guess that's how you would talk to a 6-year-old who you're trying to sell the game to, but wrong crowd.
Guys, don't you want to play this? No.
Not really, not especially. Don't you want this Boba Fett?
Does he pose? No, I don't give a fuck.
Don't you wanna toys to life it? Not really.
No.
And he just kept going, like.
Yeah, he just kept. He never stopped.
There were moments where it looked like he was waiting for applause, but he knew he wasn't getting it, so he just amped it up even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs. He's. Yeah, Disney Infinity, and like toys to life stuff need to cool it.
I think I'm fine with the concept. Just don't try and sell to me like, so hard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. I don't mean like stop releasing the games. I mean just cool it with the hypeness.
Yeah. Yeah. All right then. I think that's it for today's podcasts.
Yeah.
We put out 4 today.
That's a lot of content.
That's a record here at 300. For free. Yeah, that's all free content, guys.
Free content.
You don't need an Xbox Live Gold subscription. You don't need PlayStation Plus. It's free.
We'll just tell you everything.
Yeah, you don't even need a Netflix subscription for this.
What about Crunchyroll, though?
Well, that, you might need some of that.
You might need some Crunchyroll.
You just might need some Crunchyroll. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow when we cover Nintendo, Square Enix, and Nintendo.
We won't. Yeah, we decided we wouldn't cover the PC game one.
Yeah.
Because we'll be watching Jurassic World.
Yeah, unfortunately, real world interests have collided with video game interests. Or movie interests. But anyways, you guys can look forward to that. As we predicted, this is the longest so far of our E3 coverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, The most bombshells happened.
Clocking
here.
In at just over 50 minutes. And it was worth it. It was totally worth it. I would say, I don't know if there's going to be a better press conference than this one.
Eh. I'd be surprised if somehow Square or Nintendo were able to top this.
Yeah. Well, Nintendo already said they're not showing Zelda, so unless they show me a Fire Emblem, a new Metroid for the 3DS, and an F-Zero, I don't know.
Yo, Wii U F-Zero, would you buy?
I would be there day one.
Wow, you gotta get a console.
I would be there day one.
What if there's an F-Zero brand?
I would buy it.
As Captain Falcon.
I would buy it.
Okay. Just making sure.
Just letting you know, I would buy it.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Got it.
Anyways, see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya.